Nebraska News Service.
The spirit of generosity and compassion thrives, especially when it comes to saving lives through organ and tissue donation.
So our mission is to heal and connect through organ and tissue donation. So my name is Kara Cordell, and I'm the Marketing and Public Relations Manager for Live On Nebraska. And basically, we're an organ procurement organization. And so our primary job is to evaluate and then recover organs and tissues for transplant. Those families that are losing a loved one, how can we be of help throughout that process, and how can donation be a part of their loved one's story that people remember and celebrate, and, you know, just getting them through that hard time in their life. And then also we maintain the donor registry of Nebraska. So when someone registers as a donor, we maintain that database and then work to educate the public and try to grow the database as well.
Live On is an organization dedicated to spreading awareness and facilitating organ and tissue donation, trying to shed light on the journey of generosity and making a profound impact on the life-saving act all across Nebraska.
So we were founded in 1977. So we've been around 44 years. So very small at that time. And the only thing that we were recovering really at that time was kidneys. So we've gone in that time from recovering kidneys to, you know, all the major organs. I think tissues got added in the late 80s or early 90s. And then now the most recent thing we started doing, which has been like 5 years now, is placenta and birth tissue donation. So live, a form of living donation for us as well.
Dr. Mauro Lee is the Chief Medical Officer at Live On Nebraska.
I worked with the clinical coordinators, mostly nurses, but some respiratory therapists and a few EMTs to take care of all of the donors. So when somebody has a catastrophic injury and they're not going to survive, and either they're a registered donor or the family opts for organ donation, my team goes to the hospital where that donor is, and we take over the care and we manage them to optimize the function of the organ.
In Nebraska, Live On is more than just an organization. It's a beacon of hope. Through their tireless efforts, they connect donors with recipients, bridging the gap between life and loss.
There are more than 100,000 people in the United States waiting for transplants. One person can potentially save 8 lives through organ donation, and then can also save an additional 100 lives through tissue donation. There are 6 different organs and 6 different tissues that you can donate.
Being a donor is the easiest way you can help somebody. You don't have to give any of your time. You don't have to give any money. You just check the box, and then you're gone when you actually have to give that gift to somebody else. Obviously, what we do involves death, and there's stigma around that, and there's, you know, people are scared about death and things like that. And so those things certainly go into it. But, you know, what we, like I said, try to really do is educate people on the impact that one person can have, the fact that they can be a donor. More than likely they can. Like, anybody can register. There's no restrictions as long as they meet the minimum age for registration. So anybody can register. Their families, like, I just don't want people to forget about them. I want people to talk about them. I want people to remember them. And so for us, like, what better way for people to remember them as a hero who saved somebody else's lives or gave somebody else the ability to walk again or recover from breast cancer or something like that.
Now to know that I can manage an organ donor, and if I do my job right, you know, that donor's heart is going to go save a life. The lungs can be split and 2 different people can be saved by that one donor's lungs. The liver can go to a fourth recipient, and then the kidneys can go to recipients 5 and 6. So, you know, oftentimes we have one donor who directly affects those 6 lives, plus dozens, if not hundreds of lives through the people that are connected to the recipients.
Every donor leaves behind a legacy of love, kindness, and hope. Their decision to give the gift of life echoes through eternity, touching the lives of those they saved.
Daisy Friedman is a 21-year-old full-time student at Columbia University.
I had a small bowel liver pancreas transplant when I was 3 years old because at birth I was diagnosed with something called gastroschisis, which is where your intestines develop outside your body, which is not ideal. So I had surgery when I was born to fix that, but a bunch of my intestines were damaged, so they had to remove a large part, leaving me with what's called short gut syndrome. the doctors were not doing a good job. They had given me something that was pretty new at the time called TPN, which is a nutritional supplement that was supposed to give me nutrition because I wasn't eating by mouth, and it ended up killing my liver, which was not what it was supposed to do. So I had two organs in organ failure.
After complications with her short gut syndrome, Daisy and her family moved to Omaha, Nebraska to undergo a life-saving operation.
And so my parents picked up and moved across the country to Omaha, Nebraska. We were originally supposed to stay there for a month for a treatment plan. And then they took one look at me in Nebraska and said, nope, you need to stay. You need to have a transplant. So my parents sold our apartment in New York and we moved to Omaha for 17 years. That's where I grew up. And yeah, I'm pretty healthy now, but my transplant has really influenced a lot of what I do. As a filmmaker, I make a lot of work about chronic illness. And yeah, my transplant means a lot to me.
You know, our hope is that somebody would take that action to register as a donor so that you've said, this is what I want to do and that we can carry out those wishes and help somebody else. And if you do that, we want your family to know that that's a decision that you've made. You know, just having those conversations is really an important thing to do. And, you know, if you want to help somebody, what better way to do it than that?
These life-saving procedures not only address critical health challenges, but also embody the profound generosity of donors and the remarkable advancements in medical science.
A Nebraska News Service and 90.3 KRNU production.